Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Blasting out Southern California to upstate New York, from Austin, Texas to Kansas City, Missouri, from Pensacola, Florida to Chicago, Illinois. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're going to be here for another 2 hours. We're into hour number two. Coming up in about 30 minutes, we have the Assistant Secretary of the Treasury under Ronald Reagan, Paul Craig Roberts, who doubts the official 9/11 story going public. We, of course, have broken the news that former MI5 agent says 9/11 an inside job. Attack was coup d'etat. Buildings were demolished by controlled demolitions. David Shaler, who worked terrorism, and award-winning researcher and author Greg Zemanski is also riding shotgun with us, breaking and magnifying so many of these articles, including 9/11 rescue workers finding three of the four data recorders and being told to shut up. And that's even made it subsequently into things like Philadelphia Daily News. So this is confirmed. There are lawsuits involving all of this. I'm extremely honored to have on the line one of the survivors who was in the North Tower, William Rodriguez. We talked about his story in the last 30 minutes, how they witnessed explosions down in their basement level and it burning and hurting people, and the fire coming up, not down. And he helped a lot of folks, of course, get out of there, barely survived himself. And we're honored to have William Rodriguez on with us. William, welcome.
My pleasure. Thank you for inviting me. It's an honor for me to be here.
Well, it's great to be here, and we've got Greg riding shotgun with us, so we'll be popping in and out with him. We're about to break here in a moment, but I want to first just talk about who you are, why you were working there, and then when we get back, I want to tell the story. I want to go back to those first minutes and give you the floor and just let you tell us exactly, in your words, what happened. But first off, tell us about yourself, Mr. Rodriguez, and why you're going public.
Yes, my name is William Rodriguez. I worked in the building for almost 20 years. On September 11, I would have been 20 years. And actually, I was there as the person in charge of all the stairwells of the North Tower. I was the porter that had to do the maintenance of the whole building, of all the stairwells. The building has three staircases, A, B, and C, and I was the person in charge of it.
And you've been there 20 years as of September 11th, 2001.
That is correct. And like I said, I have a personal view of exactly what happened on September 11th. Not only was I there, but I'm actually the last survivor from the North Tower that was pulled from the rubble and actually survived under the rubble.
No, I remember that. And then when did you start understanding the official story was a fraud? Day one?
Well, I didn't know on day one, I'll be honest with you, because, Alex, at the beginning, out on the news, probably days or weeks, because I came out with the story and I testified for the media, for national media, on that same day of what I experienced. And then I started to realize that my story was continuously being edited, that the whole information that I was given, wasn't coming out correctly.
That's absolutely
it was just
key.
Yeah, that was actually tidbits here and there.
So regardless of who you talked to, they were editing key parts up.
That is correct. That is correct, and it was a continuous effort from all the medias. I actually interviewed hundreds and hundreds of hours from September 11 till today. I mean, I have a whole library of interviews, and it's incredible because I have some raw copies of some of the interviews that I actually performed.
Unbelievable.
And it's unbelievable because what came out on the air was totally different of what I actually said.
Oh, I would love for you to send me some of those videos so I could put a web TV piece together to show people.
I would be honored.
Wow, this is incredible. Sir, we're going to break. Long segment coming up. Plenty of time to get into this. I want to tell your story, what happened from the eyewitness and the 14 corroborating witnesses you have on September 11th in the basement, level one of the basement, on September 11th, that morning. We'll be right back with our guest. Stay with us. What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem, reaction, solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out. The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at HeartAndBodyExtract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're talking to an individual who's quite famous. He was the last person living to be pulled from the wreckage. WTC basement blast and injured burn victim blows official 9/11 story sky high. He's William Rodriguez. And the key here is I remember getting inklings of his story and many others who saw the same thing on 9/11. But every time he talked to a major TV network or station, they would put him on the news but edit out how he talked about the explosions down in the base of the building, which firefighters and others said they also heard, witnessed, and saw. Even reporters were saying it hasn't happened on a few of the news channels. So they didn't want that out there. And remember, they ordered the FAA tapes shredded. They ordered the people on the ground that found three of the flight data recorders, you know, highly decorated rescue workers, keep your mouth shut. You know, when they found these recorders clearly marked, just the continual hauling away the rubble under national security to China, despite the fact the family tried to stop it. He was the head of maintenance for the three major stairwells for the entire building. Been there 20 years, a senior member of maintenance. And, you know, keeping all of that in place. And so joining us again is William Rodriguez. And just recapping what he said in the last segment for stations that don't carry that first segment. William, now, let's just go through the story. That morning, what you were doing, what happened, please describe it for us.
I usually get to work at 8 o'clock in the morning. That day, as a miracle, I went in late at 8:30. I called the office and I said I was going to be a little late. And they said, well, you have to get here because we don't have anybody to take your position doing the stairwells. So I got there at 8:30. I say it's a miracle because I would have been at the top of the building when the plane hit. The reason is because I started cleaning the stairwells from the top down. And actually, I will have breakfast every morning at Windows of the World. Employees at the top of the building. So at that moment, 8:30, I was actually at the basement talking to one of the supervisors. And around 8:45, we hear an explosion, a huge explosion. And it came out from under our feet. And I'm telling you this because of experience. I've been there for 20 years, so I do understand where it was the noise coming from. And I, at that moment, that it was an electrical generator that just blew up under sub-levels. And when I say sub-levels, it's because I was located on B1, that's basement number one, and the building has six sub-levels, all the way down to B6. So I felt this huge explosion, and at that moment, I was going to verbalize it. I was going to say, it's one of the electrical generators that just blew up. And when I was going to verbalize it, is when I heard the impact at the top of the building. And it sounded very pretty far away, and it was so hard that the walls shake and broke. They cracked all over, and the false ceiling just collapsed, and the sprinkler system got activated. And everybody started screaming. There was like 14 people inside the office. And at that moment, we don't know what's happening. We thought, again, it's an explosion at the sub-level. And when I was going to pick up the phone to call the emergency, there's a guy coming running into the office saying, explosion, explosion, explosion. And this guy was a black guy. He has his hands extended, and all the skin from under his armpit was pulled on both arms all the way to the fingertips, and it was hanging like a piece of cloth. And actually, I thought it was clothing what he has hanging, and then I realized it was his skin. He was standing in front of a freight elevator at the basement when he was actually burned. Now, this is the basement. This is not the top of the building. And he said, what happened? And he said, the elevators, the elevators. And I went to pick up the phone to call the EMS that was located on Building 2. Building 1 and Building 2 connected through the basement. And when I say Building 2, it's the South Tower. And so I went to pick up the phone, and at that moment, we heard another explosion. And the floor shaked so much, it was like an earthquake. And at that moment, I was thinking that it was probably an earthquake. I was telling everybody to get under the door frames because the floor was moving. And then I realized, well, what am I talking about? This is an explosion, what I'm hearing. Everybody out, everybody out. I start pushing everybody out of the office. I take the guy, the black guy that was burned. The name of the guy is Felipe David. He's a guy from Honduras, which I did not know. He worked for Aramac, the company that does supplies for all the vending machines. And I put his arm around my shoulder, and I started helping him out of the building. Now, the way to get out was through the loading dock, and it was a pretty far. I mean, we're talking about, like 600 or 800 feet away. And once I get out with all these people, I see an ambulance. I stop the ambulance. I put Mr. Felipe David inside the ambulance. And that's when I hear a plane hit the building, a plane hit the building. I turn around. I look up. I see the hole. I see the fire. I see the debris falling apart. And all of a sudden, I go into a frenzy because I start thinking about the people from Windows of the World. I said, we got to go back. We got to go back. We got to go back. And the same people that I just pulled from the basement, they started screaming at me, Rodriguez, you're not going back in there, you stay here. Even my supervisor that I just pulled out. And but I said, no, we got to go back. And I took the radio from the security guard and I started running inside the building again. When I get inside, there was water all over because the sprinkler system got activated. And I get to the top of the loading dock, and by the fence of surviving the 93 bombing, I was actually on the 1993 bombing, stuck in an elevator for several hours. We're talking about like 4 hours. I started looking inside the trucks, the delivery trucks that were on the loading dock to make sure that there was no explosives or anything like that. And I continued going to Building 2, the South Tower, to hit on the window of something called the OCC of the Operation.
Let me just stop you for a second, Mr. Rodriguez, before you get to the operational center. Being there in the first bombing, knowing what it feels like, and then experiencing, you know, the individual running in and saying the fire came up, I want to get into some detail about what Mr. David said to you on that. And then I also, though, want to ask you the question, were you looking for truck bombs because you were putting two and two together in the back of your brain from hearing and feeling that explosion?
and because of the experience of 1993. Now, remember, being there, the actual expectation of something happening in the building was a constant. The employees, we always talk about it in a weekly basis because we said, this is a job that was never finished. They're going to try it again. So we continued having these kind of conversations on a weekly basis. So we were aware by osmosis of everything that was happening around. And I will bring you to that point, that experience later on, because when I testified to the 9/11 Commission, I did give them some details that miraculously didn't show up on the final report.
Yeah, let's talk about that, but I interrupted you at the point you got to the Emergency Operations Center.
Yeah, the Operation Control Center was actually a center that was created after 1993 bombing. The World Trade Center, they spent $136 million to upgrade the whole security in the building. A quarter of a billion, actually, but $136 was just for security. They created this center, and stupidly enough, they put it inside the building, which made sense to have it outside the building. And there, they control everything from access to special doors to the security cameras, practically everything. When I get there, as I run towards that office, I find one guy, the name is Jimmy Barrett. He worked for American Building Maintenance. And I say, Jimmy, you got to get out of here. He didn't even know that the building got hit. He was on the sub-levels of the South Tower, and that gives you a general idea how many people probably died on the South Tower without ever knowing what was happening. And he said, you got to get out. A plane hit the building. He couldn't believe it. And there was a lady from the Marriott Hotel security, the one that checked every employee. She's there trembling because she was a new employee. She didn't know what was happening. I said, you got to get out of here. And she was afraid of leaving her post because she didn't want to get fired. He said, no, you got to get out.
And what about the reports that up high in the towers there was some type of speaker system telling people to stay at their post?
That was Lloyd Thompson. It was a guy that disappeared for 3 years, and he testified on the last week of the hearings for the 9/11 Commission, and they said that they couldn't find him. And it's the funniest thing because I have Lloyd on my organization from day one, and I could have supplied him very easily. It's something that,
okay,
mind-boggling.
Well, then tell us, who was on the speaker saying stay at your post?
Actually, it wasn't that staying in their post. It was actually saying that, people were coming down on the plaza level, on the mezzanine level, and that was actually the area that was hit by the first plane, and all the debris was falling down that part. So actually, it was a call for people to go back, not to get out on the plaza level, because they were going to get hit by the debris. So it was an actual misunderstanding that happened on that moment. Plus the amount of automatic recordings that they have in the building. Now, not every floor worked. Not every floor had the speaker system activated.
Well, that's a major mystery then, at least.
Oh, yes.
Partially solved. Amazing. Let's bring in Greg Zeminski.
Yes.
Greg, there's so many points here. Should we get more into his eyewitness account, or should we get into how the media tried to cover up and edit every time they interviewed Mr. Rodriguez, one of the heroes at 9/11, Greg?
Well, I think, you have to stick with, his eyewitness account and those 14 people and maybe what happened to them. And then it very well flows into the fact that the media had all this stuff, and why didn't they at least tell their story? They're not going out on a journalistic limb here.
Exactly. Were you guys, I've talked to a lot of firefighters and other people who were told to shut up. Were you told ever directly, or do you know people who were told to shut up?
Well, indirectly, they told me not to touch several subjects. They would say, just stick to this, what we're talking about, don't talk about other things, and it didn't make any sense. So I always maintain my story from the day that I was pulled from the rubble. Listen, I showed up on CNN on that day, okay? And if you can get the transcript, because I have been unsuccessful, luckily I have a copy, and my story now is exactly the same one that I gave on that day.
Oh, I got to have that tape. I got to get that tape. Stay there, Mr. Rodriguez. We'll be right back with yourself and, of course, Greg. I'm Alex Jones, PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Imagine enjoying your own health spa in the comfort of your own home daily at a fraction of the cost. No more imagining. It's time to experience the relaxing and rejuvenating Total Health Spa by HTE. The Total Health Spa consists of two medical devices working together to promote increased circulation and oxygenation, help to support proper body function through detoxification, cell regeneration, stress reduction, and so much more. The Total Health Spa begins with the original and only Qi machine. The Qi machine, which is a FDA regulated as a Class 1 medical device, maximizes the movement of the body, which helps provide relief through increased oxygen levels, allowing a sense of extreme comfort and pleasure. Enhance your experience with the hot house. The hot house produces this unique effect through beneficial radiant far infrared rays. It makes you feel absolutely terrific, the most effective and affordable complete body treatment available today. Call now and experience the Total Health Spa for a 14-day unconditional money-back guarantee.
Call now 1-877-300-0040.
Approaching the halfway point in this broadcast, we're going to keep Mr. Rodriguez on with us. He's honored us by doing that. One of the heroes of 9/11, helped save a lot of people and barely made it out himself. Last person to be pulled from the rubble. We're going to keep him on with us with Paul Craig Roberts, the former Assistant Secretary of Treasury under Ronald Reagan and his administration. And if Mr. Zemanski, Greg Zemanski, wants to stay with us, he's welcome to ride shotgun. We'll kind of have our own little...
Of course.
Our own little roundtable discussion here. I was just talking to you, Mr. Rodriguez, William Rodriguez, during the break, and you talked about how you were telling me how you've just been on this European tour, I guess, with Jimmy Walters, exposing
yes,
all of
great.
This, and almost, you didn't say almost, you said everyone knew the truth, everyone you talked to in Europe never believed the story. Tell us about that. That's exciting.
Yeah, it's incredible. Jimmy Walters put this nice mega tour through the whole Europe. We went to Amsterdam, Paris, Rome, Amsterdam, Madrid. Every single country that we went to, not once, we have a dissenting voice that the official story was a lie. They even have questions that, listen, we have unfiltered news here compared to the news that you were getting over there. Here we continue having interviews from the European media that was never shown on the American media. And why did that happen? I said, well, you know, at that moment is when we explained that it was a whole cover-up.
Well, yeah, that shows control that day one they would put you on CNN as a hero and as a survivor, went back into the building, had it collapse on you, the last to be dug out alive. I mean, think of what a big story that is. I remember you were all over TV, and they would edit out craftily any discussion of explosions. Greg, that really shows the premeditated nature, doesn't it, Greg?
Well, yeah, it does. It shows the state of the media right now. You know, like it said, you know, this is all our story, and William's story should be told, and the media has an obligation in a major story like that to get it right. And you can see from what William's saying, they basically had another agenda. And it's that agenda, along with the government agenda, that needs to be exposed. And that's basically what we're doing right now.
Well, I want to go back specifically. Understand, we have an eyewitness here. We have these other 14 eyewitnesses. We have the individual, Mr. David, burned, saying fire shot up. Clearly, firefighters reported bombs going off. We have Silverstein saying they pulled Building 7. It goes on and on and on. What were the other 14 people told to do, or where are they today, Mr. Rodriguez?
Some of the people, we are unable to reach them. We have tried with Greg Szymanski to contact them, and we're having a difficult time. Some of the people, I'm still in contact with them. They validate and verify my story. But the funny thing is, Alex, that at the beginning, once my story came out, some people even chuckled. They said, oh, this is Superman. This is a funny story because the guy did incredible things on that day. But once the weeks passed and people on the media and asking for reunions and meetings for major networks to actually together with survivors that I saved on that day, they started to think about it and shutting up of their previous comments. And the funny thing is also that I even sent Mr. Greg Szymanski a couple of the emails of major networks that I received during that time and during the 9/11 Commission testimony for a request of interviews, and never came out. I did the interviews, and it never came out.
Unbelievable. This is just... Well, Greg, have we gotten statements yet? I know you've been talking to them from CNN and others. Why they didn't hear this?
I'm in the process of giving CNN a call, but it's like getting through at the Pentagon nowadays. It used to be that, you know, you could call a journalist and they'd talk to you over the phone, but now it's very difficult. But I'm going to get to the bottom of why CNN didn't run the story.
Did you see when Gore Vidal was on CNN about 3 years ago and he goes, I just won't stop the press before I go live. This is on TV. He goes, before I say anything, this is the first time there hadn't been a lieutenant general in a suit behind the cameras telling me what I can and can't say.
Yeah, I mean, this, you know, Mr. Rodriguez's story is vitally important for every American to hear, unedited. That's the reason why I wanted to tell it. It isn't my story. It isn't any other journalist's story. And sometimes journalists get up on this track that they own some story because they broke it first. No, it's not that. It's Mr. Rodriguez's story, and it's a story that the American people own. And on a day that occurred like that, to have it unedited, my goodness, what is going on? We need to get answers from NBC, not from the journalists, and I assume there's probably journalists who probably wanted to run it, but from the people who stopped.
Well, I tell you, Greg, I've talked to a lot of major national reporters, and they've told me point blank, we're told not to talk about this. We just lost Greg. And our other guest is on an internet phone. That's why it sounds a little bit broken, but it's just powerful info. We're going to stay with Mr. Rodriguez, and we've got Mr. Roberts coming on as well.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fats, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if, but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the Nuke Alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented Nuke Alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734.
PrisonPlanet.com. Former MI5 agent says 911 an inside job. Attack was coup d'etat. Buildings were demolished by controlled demolitions. David Shaler worked in anti-terrorism, now going public. And at the same time, we have the chief economist at the one of the major federal departments, Mr. Reynolds, going public a few weeks ago about how the official story is a complete fraud. We have Andres von Bülow, who was the defense secretary, technology minister, going public. We have Michael Meacher, number three in the Blair government, resigning 2 years ago and saying if they weren't involved in the attack, they certainly knew all about it and funded it. There's so many people, and online with us at the same time. I meant to only have them for 30 minutes, but it's such an important testimony. William Rodriguez, who was, again, cited for pulling out so many people trying to save him, going back in, having a building collapse on him and others. One of the last people to be saved, William Rodriguez, talking about those bombs, those explosions going off, will be popping back and forth with Mr. Rodriguez's story. But Paul Craig Roberts, the bio is too long to read at all, but he was Distinguished Fellow at the Cato Institute from 93 to 96. From 82 through 93, he held the William E. Simon Chair in Political Economy at the Center for Strategic and International Studies from 81 to 82. He served as Assistant Secretary of Treasury for Economic Policy for President Reagan and the Treasury Secretary. Reagan credited him with a major role in the Economic Recovery Tax Act of 81, and he was awarded the Treasury Department's Meritorious Service Award for outstanding contributions to his formulation of the United States economic policy. And again, Dr. Roberts' bio is a couple more pages long. I read about 10% of it, but he's very distinguished, very conservative. I was reading some of his quotes the other day on air, and he said, look, I never change, they change. Just like Ron Paul has talked about. I mean, if you think a giant government is conservative, if you think, you know, a $2.6 trillion budget is conservative, if you think all this gun control and open borders is conservative, then call me a liberal. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Alex Jones is saying that. I would imagine Mr. Roberts, Dr. Roberts, would agree with us. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, thanks for coming on, sir.
Thank you.
I saw this headline with Greg Zeminski talking about how you're now questioning the official story. Not all the minutiae and the specifics, just you know how the whole thing stinks and all the lies we've been told. Can you tell us, sir, when you started questioning things?
Oh, well, I've been questioning things all my life, Alex. It's just the things that get questioned change with the event. And I was questioning this invasion.
Can you speak up, sir? I apologize.
I was questioning this invasion of Iraq before it happened. On 9/11, it's when I read Morgan Reynolds' account, which seemed to be very carefully researched, and I've known Morgan Reynolds for years. He's a distinguished professor, and he was chief economist in the Bush administration for the Department of Commerce. He's also a member of the Mont Pelerin Society, which is a group of libertarian conservative scholars. So,
by the way, sir, he's now being called an evil liberal, and you've been called that when you guys have some of the most conservative records known.
Yes, there's certainly a lot of brown shirts out there who are true believers of whatever the government tells them. And anyhow, what made me wonder when I read Morgan Reynolds' account, because over the years, because I criticized I tell the truth about the war, I get a lot of emails from people who say, well, what about 9/11? What about 9/11? And I've not paid much attention to them because I don't know too much about that. But I have received a number of emails from people who claim they're engineers. And they say that the building could not have fallen the way it did, according to the government account of what destroyed it.
Well, I personally have probably had 25 engineers on.
And what did they say?
Well, I had a good family friend who's a structural engineer who worked in the World Financial Center and saw the first plane, saw the second plane, saw it all happen. And he was on that morning, and he said it was a perfect controlled top-down demolition in the big towers and a perfect demolition on Building 7 bottom-down with the classic crimp. Even most controlled demolitions are not that precise as Building 7. That was a masterwork. Master craftsmanship would have taken several months to wire it that well.
Well, that's another very curious thing, because no plane hit the 47-story building, and yet it collapsed as the others. And so the explanation of why it collapsed, I've never understood at all. I remember engineers were explaining to me that if the towers collapsed because of fire weakening the steel, that they would have fallen off at an angle and wrecked blocks of New York. They wouldn't have come down on themselves unless the fire was of equal intensity at every corner on every floor. And of course, it wasn't. And
well, it was a cool black fire.
Yeah, it was suffocating as far as the picture show.
People were standing in the gaping holes, and the firefighters said that in one of the towers, it was two small fires left.
Yeah.
And Alex, if I can interject.
Yes, this is Mr. Rodriguez.
We have the presentation of the final draft of the NIST, the National Institute of Safety and Technology, here in New York 2 days ago. And at the end of their presentation, we asked very hard questions because they said they didn't find any evidence of explosive inside the building.
Yeah, that made the press. That made the press when you guys stood up. Tell us about it.
Yeah, the funny thing is that I recorded my own with my own camera, so we're going to make that available for you, Alex, so you can post it there, so you can see exactly what happened there, because, again, it was actually presented on the press, but was never explained what happened with the people asking the questions. Now, the problem was that they couldn't answer when we asked about, well, why is the building fell in such an implosion way, and they said, well, there was no sustaining power by the other floor, except but it was a free fall. And if that is true, why Building 7 collapsed the same way? And it was never hit by a plane.
Well,
like
Mr. Rodriguez, let me bring this up to Dr. Roberts, because Dr. Roberts, what are they going to do as the certain elements, the military-industrial complex that have the motive and all of this, what are they going to do, in your educated expert opinion, as more and more prominent people, and now it's beginning to snowball, begin to go public and just simply say the emperor is wearing no clothes? I mean, what do you forecast happening?
I'm not sure anything will happen. If you think about it, we still don't know about the assassination of President John Kennedy. It's fairly clear that it wasn't the single lone nut gunman. But we don't know. We can't find out. It's been 40-something years, I think. We don't know about the assassination of Robert Kennedy, JFK's brother. They lied to us about Ruby Ridge. They lied about Waco. They lied about Saddam Hussein and the reason for going to war in Iraq. So I think we can just take for granted that the government lies about whatever.
Yeah, they lie more often than telling the truth.
Well, there's no reason to believe what the government says. There's
no record of
integrity on controversial issues with the government. And we do know that large numbers, that I didn't used to think it was possible for them to hide something like the assassination of the president, what really happened, because I didn't think you could get that many people to participate. But apparently, it is possible to get people to be quiet, hush, and go along. So I would imagine if Bush can survive the Downing Street memos and can survive taking us into an illegal war that had no justification, that we were told was a cakewalk war that would be over in 3 weeks, and now Rumsfeld announced that this morning that it'll be 12 years. If they can survive that, they can survive whatever happened to the World Trade Center. Now, I have to say up front, I am not an expert and don't know what happened, but I do notice that there are people who challenge the explanation, and there's this great effort to shut them up. It seems to me if the government was confident of its story, it wouldn't take that tact. It would confront what is being said and answer it.
Well, Mr. Roberts,
we don't see that. They're not answering the people like the janitor who says he heard explosions in the basement. And there's no real reason to think so many people are making things up.
Well, Dr. Roberts, you just stole my thunder. Exactly. We've got Mr. Rodriguez, who was an admitted hero who went back in to try to save people and got buried, was the last person to be saved. He was interviewed all over live TV and then would notice that they would edit out his comments about explosions. Every local channel, every national channel, over and over again, he kept wondering why they edited that out. That shows massive control and massive cover-up right there, Dr. Roberts. Comments?
Well, it seems to... It's amazing to me that it's that easy for them to do, but what disturbs me is that there are people who challenge it, yet it doesn't get answered in an honest way. So it seems to me what the government should do is take all of these people who have a case against the original complaint and address what they say and give some answer. I mean,
but sir, I mean, on the face of it, the 9/11 Commission says there were no steel columns in the center of the buildings when they had some of the biggest steel columns, 44 of them, in the world. They don't even mention Building 7 in their 300-and-something page report or any of its indexes.
Well, we don't know where they got their information, do we? I mean, these commissions often just... They get information that's fed to them, and so the real question is, who's feeding them the information?
Well, we've got Rice's deputy feeding them.
Well, then, that might tell you something.
Well, sir, I mean, let's just get right down to brass tacks here. Obviously, you smell a gigantic stinking rat. Something's rotten in the state of Denmark. Something, you know, is dead in the attic. We got to go clean it out of there. We know some big fat possum or raccoon is up there. You know, do we have the will to open, which I've done, and, you know, open the trap door and go up in there and clean this maggot-infested thing out? Are we going to keep just smelling the stench, you know, until we all get diseases from it? I mean, bottom line, in your guts, I mean, look at who has the motive. I mean, can you speak to motive for having these events? Why would the Arabs do something like this when it would bring down the biggest military on the planet on them?
That's a very interesting question. There is an answer to that, and that would be if they were clever enough to suck us in to a Middle Eastern quagmire. We do appear to be in a quagmire, both in Iraq and in Afghanistan, where the activity is, again, heating up, and we are now leaning on the British to put more troops in Afghanistan.
But Bush said they wanted to have permanent bases there and wanted to have somewhat of a quagmire. I guess it's not this bad of a quagmire.
If we can't occupy Baghdad or control the road to the airport, I don't know how we're going to have a permanent base. But I agree with you that there's too many reasons to disbelieve the government. There are too many problems with what they tell us.
Well, Dr. Roberts, it's like this. If I had a neighbor for 10 years who all he ever did was lie and cheat me, and then he said, hey, let me house sit for you. Why would I trust him? All the government does is lie and cheat us.
Well, that's what I said. We still don't know about John F. Kennedy. We do know they lied about Ruby Ridge, Waco. We know they lied about Iraq. The Downing Street memos prove it beyond any question.
Mr. Rodriguez, let's bring Mr. Rodriguez in here for a second with Dr. Roberts. Dr. Roberts, of course, was in the Reagan administration and very... very high level as there in the Treasury Department. But going back to Mr. Rodriguez, Mr. Rodriguez, do you have any comments or questions for Mr. Roberts,
well,
Dr. Roberts?
Well, I have a comment. Actually, my group and the Skyscraper Safety Campaign were the only two groups that went to Washington, to Congress, to ask for a commission to be created. We got the commission created, but it was after a big headache. You may remember that the president said, we don't need a commission. We already know who did it. And we said, no, the families and the victims have the right to know exactly what happened and what took us to that position. And after a lot of press, bad press, and a lot of manipulation, we have to put actually widows and mothers on TV to actually press for the White House to change the position. We have the 9/11 Commission. After we have the 9/11 Commission, we ask them to have subpoena power, which they never used. They didn't want the subpoena power.
Well, let me ask Dr. Roberts this. You spurred a thought. Dr. Roberts, who could do a real investigation? We know Congress is so political and so partisan, it's not going to happen there. Would it be, maybe a group of states getting together and having a commission or putting together our own, maybe nationally televised, private commission with experts? I mean, how would you do that?
I don't know. I think, you know, what you're trying to do, what Mr. Rodriguez is trying to do, what other people whose integrity forces them to ask questions, which probably don't do them any good, they will continue, just like people have continued to challenge the official story of Kennedy's assassination. And I don't know whether it'll have any effect of ever getting the story correct or not. It may have an effect over time of making succeeding generations less trusting of what the government tells them.
But, Doctor, what about Dick Cheney in the September 2000 PNAC document saying we need a Pearl Harbor? For Zbigniew Brzezinski saying a helpful Pearl Harbor for imperial mobilization to mobilize the slaves, that's us, to go attack the barbarians. I mean, these are the type of terms they use over and over again in government and think tank white papers. They talk about Operation Northwoods, the catalyzing terrorist attack. The Operation Northwoods talks about the government carrying out its own attack. Operation Gladio was carried out. Gulf of Tonkin now admitted never happened. We have the LBJ tapes released a year ago. Comments on that?
Well, it's been a notorious characteristic of governments for a long time. You know, the Tsarist, in the Tsarist government, in pre-Bolshevik Russia, the secret police used to carry out terrorist acts so they could go arrest people that they wanted to arrest. They blamed them. So those things do happen and have happened. And the question is about the World Trade Center. And I don't know the answer, but I agree that what we've been told seems to have problems and that the government is not very attentive to answering those problems. It has no indication of wanting to face these challenges and reply to them. So
Doctor,
that tells me they're going to just ride over. They're just going to ride over it the way they're doing
there. Before. We've got a break. Former Assistant Secretary of the Treasury under Reagan.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Folks, Dr. Roberts is going to leave us in 5 minutes, but I want to keep Mr. Rodriguez and Mr. Szymanski on with us another 30 minutes to take your calls in the next hour and get into some other key points on 9/11, because it's the foundational event of this entire police state. Learn the truth about 9/11. Get my new film, Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State. We detailed how they do it, how they covered it up, who stands to gain. It's my best film, my third 9/11 film. Please get it today. 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Or order a copy at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Dr. Roberts, of course, writes for CounterPunch.com, AntiWar.com, Newsmax.com, of all places. And you can just type Paul Craig Roberts in, and you'll see literally hundreds of different websites. PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars routinely link to those stories as well. We find his analysis to be excellent. But the reason we have Mr. Roberts on is, you know, he's just saying, hey, this official story's got holes in it, and things stink to high heaven. And that's why it's important. More and more prominent people are stepping forward, and regardless of what happened on 9/11, I know what happened. You're now investigating it. But regardless, Dr. Roberts, they certainly are using it to destroy America while leaving the borders wide open, aren't they?
That's for sure. We are losing our civil liberties very rapidly, and the borders are wide open. And you know, something else that I just remembered, you remember the Timothy McVeigh thing, the Murrah Building, the Oklahoma City bombing. There were a variety of experts, including an Air Force general who was some sort of munitions expert.
Benton Cade, Parton, former head of Air Force Weapons Development.
Yeah, he only lived a couple blocks from me in Alexandria, Virginia, inside the Beltway in Washington. And he said that building blew up from the inside out. And I remember seeing a lot of accounts of that.
Well, I made a film about it. We had the police, the BATF, ran up in their bomb gear seconds after the blast. They get, oh, yeah, we were told not to come in. It's all on record, sir. They have all the surveillance cameras, but they declared national security.
Yes, I saw that the government withholds so much information that
If they got McVeigh doing it, why not show the video,
that's
doctor?
That's exactly right. If it supports their case, why don't they show it? So I think that's a very good indication that they're hiding something. What it is, I don't know. I mean, you may be jumping to conclusions what exactly it is they are hiding, but they surely are hiding something. And what woke me up to all of this was the extraordinary lies they told about Iraq and the reason for the war.
Well, Rumsfeld says he never said there were WMDs. It's an urban legend, doctor. Does it matter if I have him on tape like 100 times saying it?
Well, people who will lie like that will lie about anything, and I think that is the point that people, the public, has to come to terms with.
Has Bush stole the souls of the conservative America because so many of them mindlessly worship him when he is the 180-degree difference from conservatism?
Well, yes, he has. The question is whether he can keep them and whether they wake up. You see, most conservatives are fighting old battles. They're fighting the Vietnam War over, or they're fighting Roe versus Wade over there, and they're thinking about Bush in those terms. And if it dawns on them that they've been deceived in egregious ways, and that what they've told is just outrageous lies, he may lose them, because the polls are showing now a majority no longer support this war. So it's possible to change people's minds.
Well, yeah, you're right, Doctor. Conservatives think that if we discard Bush, that means we love Bill Clinton. And that's not the case, folks. We've got to discard both of these party hierarchies, and we can do that with the help of people like Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. Doctor, thank you so much for coming on with us.
Well, you keep raising hell, Alex. It never hurts for Americans to raise hell.
God bless you, sir.
Government. Remember what...
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.